It's been widely accepted in the science community that melting permafrost means more carbon in the atmosphere, but a new study has just identified a quirk in that process. KSKA's Monica Gokey has more.
Permafrost is a layer of subsurface soil that stays frozen year-round, and it's generally understood that melting permafrost in the north means more methane and carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which are bad for global warming. But a new study published in Nature suggests that some of the carbon stored in permafrost meets its bitter end like bootstrap Bill Turner in Pirates of the Caribbean.
And last we saw of old Bill Turner, he was sinking to the crushing black oblivion of Davy Jones' locker.
In other words, it gets buried at the bottom of the ocean. Dr. Valier Galli of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution is one of the study's authors.
The burial of permafrost carbon in marine sediments offshore the river is something that that matters in terms of fluxes when it's taken for several thousands of years.
Down in Davy Jones's locker, that carbon is sequestered. It becomes a carbon sink as opposed to a carbon source. And it's in a format that won't contribute to climate change or ocean acidification.
As long as the permafrost carbon reaches marine sediment and is being buried in marine sediments, it is stable. It is then stable for really long periods of time. We can be talking, hundreds of thousands of years, millions of years.
High-latitude rivers are the engines at work here. Dr. Galli and his colleagues did their study on the Mackenzie River in Canada.
So what we did is, we took samples in different places of the river system. We took samples offshore sediment core, and then we looked at the organic carbon concentrations, but also its composition using geochemical tools. And what this shows is that a lot of this carbon is actually pretty old and comes from the permafrost.
Finding those permafrost carbons offshore was somewhat of a surprise. It was previously understood that these carbons made their way back into the atmosphere when permafrost melted. And that's actually still the fate of the majority of the carbon stored in permafrost. But if you add up what's put to rest at sea, it's significant over a period of several thousand years. The Mackenzie is a massive river, and the study estimates that it buries more than 2 million metric tons of permafrost carbon per year. That makes the river an especially big driver of this process.
That's what's really unique with the Mackenzie. The Mackenzie has very high physical erosion rates, and then that's what makes it very efficient at burying carbon, permafrost carbon at sea.
Dr. Galli says some version of this carbon burial process likely happens in most watersheds at high latitudes, but more so with big rivers, like Alaska's Yukon.
In the Yukon, the physical erosion rates are also pretty high. And it's pretty likely that we will find the same things that we've been finding in the Mackenzie system.
Even though some permafrost carbon is being cycled to the bottom of the ocean, it's a process that takes thousands of years, which is much slower than the rate at which greenhouse gases are being emitted. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Gokey.